Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
How do you walk through the spiritual warfare that you face daily in your life? I'm Ron, your host, and in this podcast, we talk about some simple spiritual principles that we can exercise to enable us to always walk in the victory of Christ and to fight the good fight of faith.
This generation is being assaulted. The entire generation. Most people don't even know how to stand with spiritual warfare. You got to teach people how to get through it. You can't throw it off. You just got to go through it. Just like Christ did. You set your face like flint. And when he went through what he went through, I know he said so. He said, man, if this cup can pass away, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do this. But he knew, not my will, but thine be done. And I think going through stuff opens up that double portion. We are to partake of the life, but sometimes it feels like you got to die to get on the life side of it.
Mm-hmm. There's an important thing going on, that the warfare that Paul, Peter, the early church had was the warfare for their day.
Yep.
And we have the warfare for our day. I believe that we are positioned in a warfare that has a finality. The way we war is different than Paul and Peter and gang. Mm-hmm. To give you an example, when heaviness strikes me, I take time. I go take a nap. And the reason I take a nap is, I call it my nap of victory. Because I eliminate any tiredness in me, and I wake up from that nap having set my focus that when I wake up in victory, and the heaviness leaves because it has no part in me. And I think there's things we do in warfare now that we didn't even do 20 years ago. And I know that one of the major things is the more we talk about all the warfare that we're facing, the more life we give it.
Mm-hmm.
Many times you can look at somebody and you can say, how was your day? You look each other in the eye, you nod. That's all it takes. And I think in our immaturity,
yeah,
you know, I did all these bad things. Well, there's some of that that's carried over to warfare in the spirit, to where it's very easy to sit around and tell stories. Oh, this terrible thing happened to me. And today it was this, and today it was that, and this afternoon. It's amazing because the greatest thing that Satan can do in his warfare against us is cause us to delay. And what am I doing? Am I telling you about the beautiful vistas of his word that's unfolding to me now in worship?
Mm-hmm.
And just learning some of the basics of recognizing simple warfare. Don't be caught unaware. Satan can play a lot of games, but all his games are basically the same. If I can get you to delay you from believing the word of your Father, I can slow you down. I might even be able to wipe you out. And this is a fun one. I was thinking about this last night. When I was a little kid, I'm not sure who taught it to me. I think it was my mother or my grandmother. But I used to say, now I lay me down to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Right there, as a little kid, I was taught how to protect myself while I slept, and I didn't know it. Very simple child's prayer. Loosed God into my life. He was there protecting my sleep. I was praying because that's what I was taught to do. I don't know how much of the Lord I knew yet. That's spiritual warfare. Here I am, a little shaver, out there knocking them down because I prayed my soul to keep. I ask Him to do it. Number one, spiritual warfare. Ask God to do it. It's not up to you to do it.
Many people we've talked to, in finding out, they had been battling with something like cancer or something, but they refused to tell people about it, and they refused to give it an expression. And a lot of those people that cancer left, you give validity to it when you talk about it. It's like what we've talked about is you give an expression of your faith. And like, for instance, myself, I get up and I go out and do things that basically I'm told I should not do because I believe the Lord has healed me and I'm going to act as if so. I'm not going to let it stop me. And when you give it attention, it grows. And if you don't give the attention that it's crying for, then it tends to die off. And I think that's how we battle Satan also. Don't give him the credit. Don't recognize how much he has attempted to create delays, distraction.
If I have a problem, I wouldn't even say I need prayer necessarily. I would say maybe I've got an issue I'm facing. Play it down. And then what's the reaction of those who love me? They go to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And they say, Holy Spirit, show me what's going on here. Holy Spirit, show me how to pray. And that's the effective prayer that is created by the Father, and that relieves us of all speculation. And yeah. Even when you come to the point where, well, I don't know what to pray, we have two solutions. You can pray in tongues. The second solution is I reach into the heart of the Father and I draw what this guy needs and I impart it to him, Lord.
Yeah, I want to throw a third one in real quick. Is simply the disciples' prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this situation. Use that. We don't have to know what's going on. We don't have to know nothing, but we can pray, thy will be done in this man's life or this woman's life, Father.
We pray the prayers led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because the finality will be obvious. I come across a scripture the other day that talked about a healing, and it wasn't instant. A healing doesn't need to be instant. It needs to be in the will of God.
Yes.
And the same way with Revelation, if you have a problem and you're trying to figure it out and you're seeking God and you ask others, pray for me, with me, pray with me, that I understand.
Yeah.
How long is that supposed to take? As long as God wants it to take. Because we're praying by the Holy Spirit. We're led by the Holy Spirit. The amazing thing is, that eliminates the spiritual warfare over the situation because you've turned it over to God. You are being led by the Holy Spirit. Yes, there's going to be things come along and say, oh no, that's not it, a little grumbling. But it's easy to turn that away. You know what to do. That's probably the problem with many Christians, is they don't know what to do when doubt comes in, when questioning comes in. These things of spiritual warfare, what do you do? Where do you go? What do you turn to? Only one answer to that. You turn to the Father. You turn to the Son. You turn to the Holy Spirit.
One of the things that we've been taught also is a true act of submission is to go to somebody and say, the Lord is showing me something. Can you pray with me about it? And that way you're not identifying anything. You're just requesting prayer to help you get to see the other side of it, whether it's warfare or if it's something that's glorifying God. That is a true act of submission because you don't want to hide anything, but you don't have to express everything either. You are submitting yourself because you're not going to attack this thing on your own. You're inviting others to be with you. And so you say, can you join me in prayer over this situation? Let the Father deal with it. If he wants somebody to know specifics of what you're going through, and maybe he has a word of direction or something, let God do that. It's okay that we go through things. It's okay, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All of it's fine. But our focus is on the Lord.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.